Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا And say the truth has come and the falsehood has vanished. Surely falsehood is a vanishing thing. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Once again, we witness another slander against our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam under the deceptive veil of freedom of speech. Yet, there is another hollow attempt to frame the issue around so-called freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and fundamental Western values, when in reality, the issue at hand is rank hatred against Islam and the Muslims. It is not the right of anyone to insult a beloved figure of another religion. It is not the right of anyone to blatantly disregard the sensitivities of billions of people and offend them. It is not journalism to print material for the express purpose to offend and create enmity towards a specific group of people. It is outright discrimination and against Islam and Muslims. It is a clear sign of frustration and weakness from those who cannot successfully argue against Islam, against the pristine values of Islam. My dear brothers and sisters, this attack and insult to Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is nothing new. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was insulted by the kuffar of Quraysh when they failed to ideologically challenge the message of Islam. So today we see the same thing. The Western ideologies have failed and continue to fail in taking care of the affairs of the people. Islam is rising in the Muslim land and is posing a challenge to the Western ideologies. Hence, the continuous attacks on the Prophet ﷺ, on the Muslims and on Islam in general, are to divert the people's attention away from Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ They plan and Allah plans, but Allah is the best of planners. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in no need of our praise, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the best manner and defended him in the best way. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed protection, dignity, nobility, praise and mercy upon him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala silenced the slanderers 1400 years ago. Today and the slanders of the future when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. Indeed, those who abuse, annoy Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them in this world and the hereafter and prepared for them a humiliating punishment. Indeed, it is we, us the Muslims, who need to stand up for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is we who need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to tell us what to do, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, earn His reward and protect our souls from His displeasure and punishment. We need to understand why the Muslims are 2 billion strong in number, yet we can easily be bullied and tormented. We need to know why Muslims inhabit lands such as minerals, energy and material resources, and strategic geopolitical locations, yet we cannot protect ourselves from brutal aggression and war. We need to know why there are 50 Muslim countries and none of them individually nor collectively actively prevent the insults to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us understand what the vital issue is for Muslims that is sadly missing. Brothers and sisters, our reaction to this crime should be that we speak about the injustice, and as our Prophet ﷺ has ordered us to do, to clarify the life of the Prophet ﷺ to those who are unaware, and ultimately to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's work day and night to bring goodness and justice to humanity by being part of the global movement to establish the Khilafah on the path of the Prophet ﷺ, so that the Islamic way of life is resumed in the lands to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, yes, batil, evil, and disbelief will continue. But those who believe in Allah, those who believe in the last day and perform righteous deeds, they shall not worry. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us when He subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا, and say, the truth has come and falsehood has vanished, and surely falsehood is a vanishing thing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.